Many people point to their local museums as a source of pride. That's where the history of their own region is told. But museum curators are faced with a tough decision, how to protect exhibits without closing off public access.
It's sad that this had to happen. It's like tearing a page out of the history book that we've lost a vital piece of a story.
That's Chief Ranger Greg Zeman. He says someone pulled a plexiglass case containing the binoculars off a wall at the visitor's center. Zeman says those looking glasses have seen more than 100 years of history.
Probably closer to 140. The binoculars came into possession, I believe, Ed Lane, who was one of the lighthouse keepers on Michigan Island. And he was one of the longest serving lighthouse keepers from 1902 to 1939. What makes the binoculars unique is that he came into his possession or his family's possession in the 1890s.
It bears the inscription of Civil War officer Preston Hudson, so he says the binoculars date to the 1860s. Wisconsin museum curator Paul Borsier says museums are charged with preserving artifacts, but also to allow people to examine historic pieces. But theft causes a dilemma.
Quite frequently, we have to provide certainly more security for material than we would like to. You know, plexi barriers in front of everything does not really enhance the quality of a museum-going experience, but in many cases it's necessary.
Borsier says security guards and cameras cost more money than many small museums can afford. He says museums must preserve artifacts for the long term, which forces more displays to be locked up. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.